The number is 520-333-4578. Phones are open. We'll spend the rest of this hour discussing what you heard tonight or whatever you want to talk about with the listening audience. 520-333-4578 is the number, folks. When I got to the computer to take the voicemail system down, somebody had beat me to it. And so that wasn't really a concern anyway. If we accidentally leave it on and you try to call, if we don't catch your phone call on the first ring, the voicemail system picks it up. Then you're in deep trouble. Because you got to listen to, and even if you don't listen to it, even if you hang up, it will go through all the voicemail stuff before the modem will disconnect. And that can be more time than we need to wait. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill Cooper. How you doing?
Good.
Glad to hear you again. I used to listen to you all the time when you were on WWCR and you went to RMI and I couldn't pick you up. I'm really happy that you're audible again.
Well, good.
Last time I talked to you, I explained to you about my refusal to pay income taxes.
Uh-huh.
I haven't paid them since 94. I was surprised by your answer. You told me I was going to get in a big house. Well, I'm not going to get a big house. I filed zero income tax returns. And
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well, it means that I knew the true definition of income. Income is a corporate profit, sir.
And
wages are not income.
Did you file a return?
Yes, and I wrote zero under...
Why did you file a return?
Well, because I didn't want to be prosecuted for willful failure to file, sir.
Can you produce any law that requires you to file?
No, sir.
I can't.
There's no law that requires you to file.
Then let me ask you again. Why did you file?
Because they have a section of the Internal Revenue Code that says that anyone who does not file an income tax return or a tax for which he is liable can be prosecuted for willful failure to file.
What it says is those made liable who do not file.
That's correct.
Are you liable? Can you find any portion of the code or the law which makes you liable?
No, sir.
So I ask you again, why did you file?
Because the federal government often proceeds illegally against people who do not file 1040s.
Yeah, but you see, you're halfway into, you've declared yourself in their jurisdiction, and when you filed your income tax return, you declared under penalty of perjury that you're a taxpayer and that you are required to file. Well, the reason why I told you that when you called is because of this. You see, you have not implemented the law on your behalf. You're playing half and half because you're afraid. And until you stop being afraid and implement the law on your behalf, sooner or later, you're going to go to jail.
Well, thanks for the declaration of your opinion, Bill.
Well, it's not my opinion. It's fact. You volunteered to be in their jurisdiction. You filed an income tax return declaring under penalty of perjury that you're a taxpayer and that you're liable for the return in the tax.
There's no liability on a zero, sir.
Well, there is. Because I have watched judges declare zero income tax returns as frivolous returns and throw people in the slammer.
Oh, they say that.
Happens every day.
They say that about my returns, but they only impose a $500 penalty. I don't keep money in a bank, and there's nothing, no property in my name. I'm judgment proof, so they can't really harm me.
You're playing a dangerous game.
I'm having fun.
No, you're not. You're playing a dangerous game. I'm having fun.
I'm having fun too, Bill, and I like listening to you. You're part of my fun. I'll see you later.
Well, I wish you luck, but I'm going to say it again. You're going to jail.
I'll see you there, Bill.
Good night. No, you won't see me there. You might see me in the graveyard, and I'll still be free. You'll be in jail because you're afraid of them. That's why you're filing. And as long as you're afraid of them, they've got you.
Aren't they after you right now, IRS?
No, they're not after me.
They're not? I thought I read something in your paper on the front page, banner, headlines.
No, they're not after. If they were after me, they'd come up here and get me.
What did I see on the front page of Veritas about Internal Revenue harassing you and your family?
The Internal Revenue is not harassing me and my family. The federal court has issued warrants for the arrest of myself and my wife.
But they haven't issued arrest warrants for me.
Oh, they will.
Well, I may see you in jail, though, but like I said...
No, you won't see me in jail. Listen to me very carefully. You may see me in the graveyard dead, along with a lot of anybody who comes up here to try to take away my constitutionally protected creator-endowed rights. But you will never see me in jail.
That's the spirit, Bill. I like that.
Well, it's the truth. They will see you in jail because you're afraid of them. And that's why you will go. When you have the guts to do what we're doing, draw the line, and call the law in your behalf and use it as we are doing, and that's why they're not coming after us, and stop filing tax returns that you don't have to file, then there's a possibility that you won't go to jail.
Well, thanks for your opinion, Bill.
It's not my opinion. It's fact. It's the law. Good night. It's the law. Go to our website, harvest-trust.org, and read it. You see, if we were not right in the law, they would have been here after us the day after the warrants were issued, ladies and gentlemen. We implemented the law by sending them declarations which must be answered according to the law. And the law says clearly, he who remains silent consents, the federal government has defaulted. They haven't answered anything. They can't answer our points that we have taken as a stand in the law because we're right. Absolutely right. You can't play the game halfway, ladies and gentlemen. You can't play it halfway. You either have to take a stand under the law and defend your creator-endowed rights protected by the supreme law of the land known as the Constitution for the United States of America, or you have to submit to their enslavement and do what they want you to do. You can't do half and half. That's a fool's game. It's also a coward's game. It means that you're afraid. And if you're afraid, all they have to do is threaten you because you're afraid you will cave in eventually and do exactly what they want you to do. And you can tell me otherwise till you're blue in the face. As long as you're afraid of them, you are their slave. And if you're afraid to die, if you don't have the courage of your convictions, and if you're not willing to die for freedom, you cannot be free because all they have to do is threaten your life. And if you're afraid to die, if you're not willing to die for freedom, as soon as they threaten your life, that's it. It's over. You are no longer a warrior in this fight. You are their slave. And until all of you hypocrites learn that, you're doomed. You can't win. You can't be free. You will not reinstate constitutional Republican government. You will, at some point in your life, become the slave that they want you to be. And you can play all the silly word games you want with me. It won't work. And the worst thing in the world that you can ever do is lie to yourself. When you tell me you're doing the right thing by filing a tax return, but not paying taxes, whether you file a zero return or however in the hell you're doing it, you're telling me you're afraid. Especially when I ask you to quote me the law or any portion of the regulations which requires you, which makes you a person made liable and requires you to file an income tax return and pay taxes. If you can't do that, if you can't quote me that law and you're filing an income tax return, you're a coward. You are a coward. That's it. End of subject, period. because you wouldn't do it unless there was a law that required you to do it if you weren't a coward. So don't play games with me. I've drawn the line. I've taken a stand for freedom. Whether I win or lose as a physical live entity, I win. And you can't understand that, most of you. It doesn't make sense to you because you don't have the courage of your convictions. Nothing means anything to you. You do not have anything for which you are willing to die, and I do. How can you believe in God? How can you believe in God? How can you believe in a fight against evil and be afraid to die? You see, in this battle, ladies and gentlemen, I would be afraid not to die in defense of right and of principle and of morals and of God and of the Constitution for the United States of America. Because I believe I will have to answer for it ultimately and pay a great price if I don't do the right thing in defense of freedom for all of us. Not just me, but all of us. Oh my goodness. And what if Jesus? What if Jesus had taken the stance that the last caller took? Can you tell me that? What if Galileo had taken the stance that that last caller took? What if everyone who has ever fought and died for freedom in the history of this world took the stance that that last caller took? Choosing the lesser of two evils is a deal with the devil. I refuse to deal with the devil in any degree whatsoever. Absolutely will not do it. Will not compromise my principles or my ideals. I will not compromise freedom. I will not compromise the Constitution for the United States of America. I will not compromise God. Not ever. Not ever. That guy just didn't get it. I will die right here on my own doorstep defending what I know to be right and true. And he will never see me in any prison. Not ever. And if I am killed in that process, I win. I will still be free. I will not be compromised. I will have fallen in the good fight. I will have done what our founding fathers did. I will have done what all those fallen before in the history of this nation and of the world who have ever fought and died for freedom have done. And I will be in the very best of company. The very best of company. Many of those people are much better than I can ever hope to be. And I will be amongst them in their ranks. And you will still be slaves. And you can go to church every day and you can call yourself Jewish or Christian, or Buddhist, or whatever you want to call yourselves, and you can say that you stand for moral principles and good and freedom and the Constitution and all that kind of stuff. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, when I hear you say those things, if I do not see you draw your line in the sand and take a stance in the fight for good over evil, then all you're doing is mouthing so many hypocritical bullshit words that mean absolutely nothing. Nothing. What if the Founding Fathers took that stance? I hear people tell me today that they're worried that good patriots might be killed in this fight because they draw a line in the sand and won't take their battle into court. How can you take your battle into court if you do not belong in that court? If you can prove in the law that the court has no jurisdiction over you? The mere act of walking into the court surrenders your freedom and enslaves you and gives them the jurisdiction that they seek. What if our Founding Fathers had taken that stance? What if they were still today trying to win their cause in an English court? Where would we all be today? This country would never have been, that's where. It would never have existed. Many of you would never have been born. The greatness that was America would never have been. In World War II, they had a famous saying when somebody griped and complained, they'd say, "Tell it to the Marines." Well, folks, I say, tell it to Benjamin Franklin. Tell it to George Washington. Tell it to Thomas Jefferson. Tell it to all those people who fought in the Revolutionary War to create this country and give us all the freedom that our families and many of us have enjoyed. Tell it to all those who have fought and died in defense of the Constitution and freedom. Tell it to them. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear brave people. I want to hear people are willing to die for their principles and ideals once again, as our Founding Fathers were willing to do. I want to see a reinstatement of constitutional republican government and a sound and absolute resounding rejection of Marxist socialism and communism in this country, which is destroying it from within. I want to see principles. I want to see ideals. I want to see a return to morals. That's what I want to see. And if you don't want to see those things, turn off your radio. Go listen to somebody else. And in the process, reach down, fasten the shackles around your ankles, and shut your mouth like a good little slave.
Come down from the fallen land, steal from the coming man. Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, see, the thing that you fail to understand is this. I can tell that that caller was not only afraid, but he's only doing what he's doing to keep from paying taxes. That's not an issue with me. Never has been. I'm doing what I'm doing because it is wrong to file and pay a tax which the law does not require you to file and pay. It is an implementation of one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto meant to enslave and destroy the middle class. Once I discovered what this was, and once I had done a complete and thorough research of the law, and believe me, I have researched it more thoroughly than anybody that you can possibly imagine, and when I found out there is absolutely no law which makes me liable to file and pay the income tax, I stopped filing and I stopped paying. Not to get out of paying the tax. If I had found a law which said that I was required, made liable, to file and to pay, I would be the first one in line every year to make sure that I paid because I am an American patriot. I am a law-abiding citizen. I served my country in the United States Air Force and the United States Navy. I had planned to serve my government all my life until I found out what the truth was. And even then, I had already served 15 years. If I were not a principled man, I would have served the last 5 years and retired like all of the other little good little socialists, and I'd be getting my little socialist government welfare check every month today. But I could not do that. As a matter of principle. And as a matter of principle, if there is no law that anyone in this nation can find that requires me or makes me liable to file and pay the income tax, as a matter of principle, I cannot and will not file or pay it. And anyone who does file and pay it, who also cannot find any law anywhere that makes them liable to do that, is a coward. I'm out of here. Here's Doyle.
Good evening, everybody. I think tonight what I'll start with is a couple little goodies here before we end the show. We only have about half an hour left. I think what I'll start off first is some of the videos that we have to offer. The first one I'd like to cover is, a little cold, is the Branch Davidians Last Will and Testament. This is the actual two-hour videotape made by the Branch Davidians for the BATF and FBI to prove that no one was being held against their will. Unfortunately, the church members were not aware that this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story to the world. All the people but one in this tape are now dead. This is the videotape, the Branch Davidians, the Last Will and Testament. It's filmed within their church, their home. You see families, mothers, fathers, children, everything telling their side of the story. The only time you saw their side of the story. This is the Branch Davidians Last Will and Testament. $30 postage paid. It's an excellent tape. It's over 2 hours long. This is the tape that they made themselves, the Branch Davidians, during the siege. Alright, next one I'd like to cover is the Zapruder film. On November 22, 1963, Abraham Zapruder stood on a concrete abutment near the famous grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas, intending to film the president's motorcade. Instead, he filmed the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Zapruder rushed the film to a lab where it was developed. A local TV station aired what became known as the Zapruder film the same night. The film was confiscated shortly after and transported to the National Photographic Laboratory in Washington, D.C. The film was eventually returned to Abraham Zapruder, who promptly auctioned it off to the highest bidder, Time Life Incorporated. The film was never made available to public scrutiny. In 1992, William Cooper acquired a first-generation copy on 35mm color positive film. The copy was immediately made on 1-inch videotape. We were offering a brilliant color copy of the now-famous Zapruder film on half-inch VHS tape. And on this tape, it's played, the Zapruder film is played at normal speed, one-quarter speed, one-tenth speed, and frame-by-frame, all in one video. Frame-by-frame, stop-gap type action. And these frames aren't cropped. You get full top-to-bottom, left-to-right viewing of each frame. This is the only one like it. If you have an interest in the Kennedy assassination, you must have this videotape. The public has never been allowed to purchase the complete film in frame-by-frame format. All previously available copies of the Zapruder film have been incomplete bootleg tapings of television airings. This is your chance to acquire a very rare part of our history. This is Zapruder film. It is a very long videotape because it plays at normal speed, one-quarter speed, one-tenth speed, and then frame by frame. So you can analyze it. There's no narration. It's just the film of the motorcade as shot by Abraham Zapruder. Excellent. Excellent for research. Price is $40. Postage paid for the Zapruder film. It's over 2 hours long. The Zapruder film is the only one like it available. $40 postage paid for the Zapruder film. Alright, next I'd like to cover the treason documents. Kaji offers absolute proof of treason against the United States of America and the 50 sovereign states. The United States Constitution is not in effect. The United States is not sovereign. The United States of America is a vassal state of the United Nations. The armed forces of the U.S. is the police force for the New World Order under the United Nations. All people, including Americans, are to be disarmed. The treason documents, 628 pages, plus official U.S. government documents, it's a healthy chunk of research. If you don't believe something in there, you can go out and research it yourself and find it. It's all documented, all researchable. 628 pages with official U.S. government documents. Price is $85, postage paid. It's a lot of material. If you really want to delve into this, this is the item to get. Treason documents. $85, postage paid. 628 pages with official government documents. Next, I'd like to cover the publications. Veritas. Veritas is the only newspaper which addresses issues that affect your individuality. It fully documents sources for readers to confirm. It's hand-delivered to key representatives and media bureaus in Washington, D.C. Veritas presents the facts. You make your own decision. Veritas challenges the readers to think for themselves. Veritas is a full-size international newspaper. It's got illustrations, pictures, fully documented for the readers to confirm the stories themselves. The price of Veritas is $55 for a 12-issue subscription. That's $55 for a 12-issue subscription of Veritas. If you would like a sample copy of Veritas, you can get a sample copy of the current issue for $5. $5 postage paid will get you a sample copy of Veritas. Now, I'd like to stop here for a second and cover a few generalities. The shipping address and phone number for information or leave messages. If you'd like to inquire or order anything, you may write Hour of the Time, care of 98.5 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. I'll repeat that again at the end. And the phone number, if you'd like to call or if you'd like to fax, the same number works for faxes and voicemail. If you'd like to leave a message, if you have a question about something, the number is 520-333-4578. Again, if you'd like to fax, leave a message, ask a question, it's 520-333-4578 is the voicemail and fax number. Okay, I'll repeat those later again. Now I'll go on to more of the publications. The next one is Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. Over 500 pages of the most well-documented, most suppressed information ever published. This is a full color cover. Very healthy book, documented. It's a very excellent book. It's Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper. The price is $30, postage paid. CADGI members are $25, postage paid. Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. It's a really good book. The next one I'd like to cover is the audio version of the Behold a Pale Horse. This is by Alternative Audio. It's the audio version of Behold a Pale Horse. It's two audio tapes, 3 hours in length, 10 minutes of new material, previously unpublished material, and it's read by the author himself, William Cooper. It's a really nice audio set. Again, it's professionally produced. It's a box set, full color box set. William Cooper, a former U.S. Naval Intelligence Briefing Team member, accurately predicted the fall of the Soviet Union, the end of the Berlin Wall, and the invasion of Panama. His information came from top-secret documents that he read while with the Intelligence Briefing Team and from over 20 years of research. William Cooper reveals his theories on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the war on drugs, and UFOs. He urges the listener, like it or not, everything is changing. The result will be the most wonderful experience in human history, or the most horrible enslavement you can imagine. Be active or abdicate. The future is in your hands. This is the audiobook version of Behold a Pale Horse, 3 hours in length, 10 minutes of previously unpublished material, read by the author William Cooper. It's $19.95, postage paid. Again, that's $19.95, postage paid, for the audio version of Behold a Pale Horse. Okay, now I'd like to cover another book over here. That was an audio book of Behold a Pale Horse. Now I'd like to cover a written book, Oklahoma City Day 1. It's a detailed account of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, April 19, 1995. It's written by Michelle Marie Moore with a foreword by William Cooper. Officials claim the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building is a simple open-and-shut case, that the bomber was an anti-government extremist exacting revenge with a fertilizer bomb packed inside a Ryder truck. The media tells us that we must fear American patriots and the militia. Nothing could be further from the truth. In this monumental work, fully documented, the first of several volumes, you are taken on a journey which begins with the explosions and continues through the final dramatic rescue of the last survivor. The real story of the bombing is a mind-numbing account of federal deceptions, media manipulation, witness intimidation, the deliberate suppression and manufacture of evidence, the cruel exploitation of survivors and their family members, attempts to destroy independent investigations, and the government's efforts to conceal the documentation that reveals a foreknowledge of the pending disaster by many federal, state, and local officials. The true facts of the bombing bear no resemblance to the official story, quote unquote. The truth is shocking. Oklahoma City Day 1, 640 pages. The price is $16, postage paid, fully documented. This is another piece of excellent research material. It's Oklahoma City Day 1, 640 pages, $16 postage paid. Alrighty. Ooh. I can just keep up here. Okay, next I'd like to cover the audio tapes. There was a gentleman earlier who called in, so this is good. The audio tapes. Audio tapes of broadcast. We have three different types, I'll call them, for lack of a better word. There's 1 hour, 2 hour, and 3 hour length broadcast. If you order the information packet in the 1998 tape list, it gives you all those details. The price for an audio tape broadcast for non-members is $11 postage paid for a 1 hour broadcast. It's $12 postage paid for a 2 hour broadcast. And $13 postage paid for a 3 hour broadcast. The 3 hour broadcast consists of two 90 minute tapes. Again, $11 for a 1 hour broadcast, $12 for a 2 hour broadcast, and $13 for a 3 hour broadcast, which consists of two 90 minute tapes. That's all. All those prices are postage paid. If you would like to order or request information, we have the full information packet available, which contains the videos, the audio tapes, the special tape sets, the published materials such as Veritas, Behold a Pale Horse, Oklahoma City Day One, the written publications. This is the information packet. If you'd like to ask for this, it's real simple. Just write the address and phone number I gave above. I'll give it again. And just give us a number 10, self-addressed, stamped envelope with 75 cents postage. There's a lot of pages involved here. It's a number 10, self-addressed, stamped envelope with 75 cents postage. And include a dollar for reproduction of the information packet. And you'll get the full packet. Many of the things I've described already, plus more. And please make sure it's self-addressed, stamped envelope, so we can get it expeditiously out to you. Again, that's $1 for reproduction costs and number 10 self-addressed stamped envelope with 75 cents postage. If you'd like to inquire about the information packet or any other products, you may write Hour of the Time, care of 98.5 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. If you'd like to fax or call us, it's 520-333-4578. Okay, now I want to cover a couple of the special, what I call special, for lack of a better word, audio sets. The first one is Mystery Babylon series. The Mystery Babylon series. It's the exposure of the origins, history, doctrines, and identity of Mystery Babylon. It's a series of audio tapes from William Cooper's Hour of the Time. It's a very expansive set. 41 audio tapes plus the Luxor videotape. The Luxor videotape is number 33 in the series. It's 41 audio tapes plus a videotape. It's a huge set of research. Years of research went into the set, into the broadcast that created it. Some of the contents of it are the Son of God, 68th Convocation of the Rose Cross Order, America's Assignment with Destiny, Lucifer 2000, the United Nations Meditation Room, From Babylon to Christianity, the Rose Cross College, Part 1 through 3, and the Occult History of the Third Reich, Parts 1 through 3. That's just a segment of what's involved in these 41 audio tapes and the videotape. The Mystery Babylon series, excuse me, is $290 postage paid per series. That's 41 audio tapes plus a videotape. The Mystery Babylon series, $290 postage paid. One of the other sets I'd like to cover is the Illuminati set. The Illuminati set is a three-tape set. This really needs to be purchased together for full understanding and the flow of the whole story and background and history. It's the Illuminati set. It's a three-part set. They were ran on October, August, excuse me, August 12th, 13th, and 14th, most recently, 1998. That set is $33 for the set. The Mystery Babylon series and the Illuminati series are the exceptions to the prices above. The Illuminati set is $33 for a three-tape set. Mystery Babylon series is $290 postage paid, 41 audio tapes, one videotape. Okay. Now what I think I'll do. Ooh, 46. Okay. What I'd like to do is cover some of the radios we have to offer. I'm going to cover the Sangene tonight. The Sangene line of radios is one of the best lines of portable radios you can get. We offer several of the best models available from them. The first one I want to cover is the ATS-909. The ATS-909 is shortwave FM, medium wave, long wave, upper and lower sideband. That was just real quick. I'll get into more details now. It's got 306 memories. It includes 261 shortwave frequencies on 29 separate pages. AM, FM, stereo, shortwave, continuous coverage. All the shortwave bands and everything in between. 5 tuning methods. You have direct frequency input via the keypad. It's a keypad entry radio, if you like. Auto scanning. It scans and stops at every station. Manual scanning. Memory call and rotary tuning. The rotary tuning is like a traditional analog radio, but with the electric feel. Many people like this better because they feel they can stop quicker based on listening and get stop at a station easier than using up and down buttons or frequency entering. So all 5 of those methods. Got the auto-tune system where it automatically searches and presets all your memory channels on AM, FM based upon signal strength. It automatically selects the strongest shortwave stations on each shortwave page. There's, there's 29 separate pages. You can have entries on each one of those separate pages. It's got mono and stereo switches. It's got manual alphanumeric editing. What this allows you to do is it allows the user to insert any 8 alphanumeric characters in display for station identification. You can enter in the call sign or a location, whatnot, whatever's easiest for you. It has true upper and lower sideband selection with variable tuning down to 40 hertz, fine tuning, true upper and lower sideband. It's got RF gain control. What RF gain does is it controls the gain of incoming signals to reduce adjacent station interference. Gets rid of a lot of noise and muck and guck. Somebody might be trying to step on you. It really helps. It's RF gain. It's got a full, very large, full-size LCD display, which displays the frequency down to the thousandths. Again, an example, if you're listening to WBCQ, it would say 7.415 megahertz. Got the displays the station call letters and correct time for any station transmitting on an RDS signal. That's RDS reception. If a station is, what that is basically is a station transmitting RDS, what that allows the radio to do is pick it up, display its call sign, and the correct time for the station. It's got direct keypad entry, stated above, a backlit screen for on the LCD. It's got a lock switch. The lock switch allows you to program in certain functions or characteristics that you may like for a certain station or series of stations. And once you hit the lock switch, they're locked out, so they can't be inadvertently changed. It's a nice feature. Tone control. It's got separate timers. It comes with an AC adapter, so you can run it off a 110-volt AC outlet out of the wall. It comes with the ANT60 portable antenna. Runs on 4 AA batteries. That's the ATS-909. That's pretty much the flagship of their line. It's a really good unit. I own one myself. I've had it for about 3 years. It's been beat, kicked, dropped, rained on, everything. Still working just fine. I'm actually quite surprised. It's actually been abused. More so than a radio should be. All right. Next one I'd like to cover is the 818 series. The 818 series of Sanjin radios consists of two models. First one I'll cover is the all-band receiver. It's all shortwave bands from 120 meter down to 11 meter. It's got the BFO, which is beat frequency oscillation for single side band, and CW. It's got continuous AM coverage, again, like I said earlier, 150 to 29,999 kilohertz, excuse me. Full FM coverage, 45 memory presets. You've got AM wide and narrow filters, dual time display, RF gain controls, tone control, and you got the lock feature also. This is the ATS-818. It's a very nice unit. The ATS-818 is $194.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. It's $194.95 for the ATS-818. The next model in the 818 line is the 818ACS. That's the difference. Okay. The 818ACS has all the same features, plus a programmable cassette deck, recording cassette deck. The nice feature, the really nice feature about this is it allows you to program the cassette deck for a given time. It will come on and record a certain broadcast on a certain frequency, and then it turns itself off at the end of the tape. It's a really popular feature. Other than that, it has all the same features, the 45 memory presets, all shortwave bands, continuous AM coverage, mono and wide AM filter switch. It's the ATS-818 ACS. It's with the recording cassette deck. It's $249.95. Excuse me. Plus shipping and handling. It's $8 shipping and handling for the radio. It's the 818, the 909, the 818 ACS. All those Sanjin radios are $8 shipping and handling. Next one I'd like to cover is the ATS-404. It's the newest model. It's a very nice little receiver. It's full performance. It's got many of the features that a lot of the tabletop, as they're called, models have, but it's in a portable unit. Sanjin has engineered the unit to have all the most popular and desirable features of their line into a unit that is small, very carryable, easy to transport, and has really good reception. Continuous coverage again on this unit. It tunes continuously all shortwave bands and E frequency in between. It's got auto memory scan. How that works is it automatically scans every memory preset and plays each one in a sequence for 7 seconds so you can hear the programming and whatnot on the stations that are programmed into it. It's got an LCD display, very large, easy to read. Gives you the frequency, the meter band, battery strength. It's fully backlit, the LCD is, display. It's got the lock switch. It's got 12 and 24 hour displays. It's got the direct keypad entry. That makes it really easy to tune in stations. Compared to an analog where you have to really carefully look and listen, oftentimes listen for identification, direct keypad entry allows you just to type in, example, WVCQ 7.415, hit enter, boom, it's in there, and it's on. It's got tone control, 45 memory presets, comes with a carrying case and stereo earbuds. Those are the little headphones you listen to that kind of go on the outside of the ear. They don't really have a band. They don't have a band at all. It goes over your head. Comes with a carrying case and stereo earbuds. It's the ATS-404. It's their newest model. A very good reception on the market. It's $99.95 plus $8 postage. $99.95 plus $8 postage for the Sanjin ATS-404 model. Okay. Excuse me for sounding so bad, but I got a little chilled last week, so my head's kind of getting stopped up. Okay, I have a couple more things here. I have the NiCad rechargeable battery kit. It's a really good deal for avid listeners of radio and whatnot. Save you a lot of money. A lot of money compared to buying alkaline batteries and wearing them out and throwing them away. Our NiCad rechargeable kit consists of a charger that will recharge 4 AA batteries, 2 or 4 at a time. Comes with the 4 NiCad batteries. Full instructions for care and use. NiCad batteries, if properly taken care of and of a good quality, will generally last over 100 charges and discharges. So you compare that to the cost of alkaline batteries. Our kit is $15.95 plus postage. It will save you a lot of money in the long run. It comes with a charger, 4 AA NiCad batteries. It's $15.95. It's a very good quality product. And it will really help you out if you're an avid listener who does not want to plug the radio or cannot, based on location, plug the radio into the wall. Oh. Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, you're right. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's time to sign off. I just got a good reminder. I forgot. So, appreciate everybody for listening in. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
That sky, rivers of old, still rushing by, eagles still soar. Down in those valleys, west of the moon, west of the stars. Far from the crowd, far from the beat, horses run free. Those mountains, let's go down. And everywhere, wild things are free, free in the wind and the sun.
In the Round Valley of Arizona, you're listening to 98.5 FM. You've been listening to the Hour of the Time. Stay tuned for 98.5 FM, all oldies, most of the time.
Get your high-top snow chest light set right on the silver coat.